Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here with today's edition of the Browns Huddle, coming to you from the Cleveland Browns Daily Studios right here in Berea. Tough day around the National Football League as the rosters must be trimmed to 75 people at 4 o'clock, and that's what the Browns have done. They needed to make 9 moves to get there today, and this is what they did. We'll start off with the injured guys. They placed on season-ending injured reserve offensive lineman Michael Bowie with a shoulder injury. Now, that's interesting because many expected Bowie to make this team along with Cam Irving as the backups. Now, 6 of the offensive line spots are solidified. The rest are wide open, and Thursday night's game takes on more importance for some of these young linemen and competing for that spot. Connor Shaw, the quarterback with the thumb injury, he has been placed on season-ending injured reserve as well. 3 other players were placed on the reserve non-football injury list. Cornerback Ifo Ekpre-Olumu out of Oregon with the knee injury, giving him time to recover. Randall Telfer, the draft pick, the tight end out of USC as well. And running back Glenn Winston. So those 3 are placed on the NFI list. What that means is they are eligible to return to practice anytime between week 6 and 11. Once they return to practice, they must be activated within 3 weeks, or they will stay on the reserve list for the rest of the season and be out for the year. So that was 5 of the moves. The other 4 are as follows. The team released defensive lineman Ishmaili Kitchen. The team released kicker Kerry Spear, meaning Travis Coons has won the Browns kicking competition for the time being. They also waive injured fullback Luke Lundy. And finally, the Browns have come to terms on an injury settlement with Phil Taylor, the former first-round pick out of Baylor. His time with the Browns coming to an end as he was not able to fully recover from that knee injury, and the team has come to terms on an injury settlement with him. The roster is now at 75. They will play against Chicago Bears and then have to get down to 53 men and get ready for week 1 of the season against the Jets. Obviously, the big surprise is on the defensive line. 2 stalwarts of this Browns team, Ishmaili Kitchen and Phil Taylor, won't be here. And that's not a surprise in the sense that the team made a lot of additions along the line in the offseason, drafting Danny Shelton, drafting Xavier Cooper, and, of course, adding veteran Randy Starks. So those are the moves. The Browns roster, again, at 75 people, and they will go take this 75 to Chicago to take on the Bears before they go ahead and cut down to 53 2 days later over the weekend and get ready for week 1 against the Jets. This has been your Browns Huddle for the latest on the Cleveland Browns and all the news in this flurry of activity that is this time of the year. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.